Jury selection started this week in the second retrial of Jonathan Duty. He's the man charged in the 1991 killing of nine people at a West Valley Buddhist temple. Duty was originally convicted in 1993, but an appeals court threw that conviction out, ruling his confession had been coerced. A retrial ended last month in a mistrial. Melissa Ho is an attorney with the firm Polsinelli and used to be a prosecutor in the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. She says the jury selection process is different in a retrial or in a re-retrial.
It changes because you have to come into the case knowing that you have a jury that may have some preconceived notions about this case, particularly if you're on the defense side. A lot of this falls on the judge to control the courtroom. Hopefully you have a judge who is experienced and knows how to issue admonitions to remind juries that they've got a sacred duty and they have to bring to the table their experiences but leave out their biases.
Is it harder for either the prosecution or defense to find jurors that are acceptable to them in that case?
Possibly. Although I'm currently a defense attorney, and I would argue that during a retrial process, you've got a lot of negative publicity building up against a criminal defendant, and a retrial favors the prosecution, I think that in either case, regardless which side of the table you're on, you are still going to be concerned that they've been swayed by information that is just patently false. At the end of the day, we don't know where they're getting all their information. We don't know if it's a reliable source. So in high-profile retrials, you start with a very large jury pool, and by the time you whittle everyone down, I mean, that process can take days, if not weeks.
What do you want to know about what a potential juror knows about the case? How deep do you want to go into what they know about or what they think they know about what the previous case was like?
Depending on the latitude a judge will give you, I like to know the source of the information, and I'll tell you why. I think a lot of it has to do with the way news media is now. A lot of it has become sensationalized, and depending on who they are getting their information from, it may be, in my view, a more nuanced presentation of the allegations, or it may be a very polarizing and almost inflammatory presentation. And if they are getting a lot of their information from an inflammatory source, I want to know whether or not that's going to raise some internal biases or if that's going to already prejudice them against one of my clients.
So if you're prosecuting this case, what would you want to see from a juror to either disqualify them or say they're fine to sit on this jury?
Well, I'd like to, if I were putting on my prosecutor hat, I would like to see someone who appears to recognize the importance of the case and takes their jury duty seriously. But I'm not sure that I would have as large of a concern as a defense attorney would. I think in a case like this where, again, you've got such shocking photographs and you've got such shocking details and such historic importance to the state of Arizona, I'm not sure that having a little bit of emotion doesn't help me as a prosecutor.
Melissa Ho is an attorney with the law firm Polsinelli. She's also a former prosecutor with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office.